Ex-Aria Casino employees file lawsuit after alleged unfair dismissal. Two former employees of the Aria Resort and Casino in Las Vegas have taken legal action against their former employer. They are arguing that they were unfairly fired after being accused of embezzling millions. According to a lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court, Dominguez and Lopez were longstanding employees of Aria Resort and Casino, part of MGM Resorts International. Dominguez held the role of marketing coordinator, while Lopez was the marketing manager. Both women had been with the resort since it opened in 2009. Between 2021 and 2023, their responsibilities included booking hotel rooms for Las Vegas Golf Adventures, LVGA, acting under the guidance of senior male executives. New national marketing VP raised suspicions. Things started to go wrong for the two in 2023 when a new national marketing VP was appointed. The VP began questioning the legitimacy of the bookings made by Lopez. Soon after, MGM Resorts accused both women of stealing millions of dollars from the LVGA account. However, Dominguez and Lopez claim they had no access to the funds and were incapable of moving or withdrawing any money from the account. In August 2023, the company suspended both women during an internal investigation. Lopez continued to receive her salary for 6 weeks, while Dominguez's suspension was unpaid. However, MGM was unable to determine what had happened to the missing funds, and neither woman was charged with any crime. Claims of discrimination and racial bias. Dominguez and Lopez are claiming that their suspensions and eventual dismissals were not only unjust but also discriminatory. They allege that none of the male executives involved in the same operations faced similar consequences. One male executive was transferred to another MGM Resorts International property, while another resigned with a severance package. In contrast, both women were fired in December 2023. The lawsuit also points to racial discrimination, stating that both women, who are Hispanic, were the only employees placed on unpaid leave during the investigation. The women are claiming that the situation has irreparably damaged their careers and effectively blacklisted them from the gaming industry. They are seeking compensation for lost wages, emotional distress, reputational harm, and punitive damages. The case calls for a jury trial, while MGM Resorts has not yet commented on the case.